Good afternoon. I'm Ken Bastida, and this is your Picks Now update. Some new details now on the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. CNN is reporting the Saudis are now putting a report together that will acknowledge Khashoggi's death as a result of an interrogation gone wrong. This after Khashoggi entered the Saudi consulate in Turkey almost 2 weeks ago and has not been seen since. Earlier, the Saudis denied having any knowledge about his whereabouts. President commented on the matter this morning, tweeting, "Just spoke to the King of Saudi Arabia, who denies any knowledge of whatever may have happened to our Saudi Arabian citizen. He said that they are working closely with Turkey to find an answer. I am immediately sending our Secretary of State to meet with the King." Well, shutting down the critics, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has released the results of a DNA analysis showing she does indeed have distant Native American ancestry.
Now, the president likes to call my mom a liar. What do the facts say?
The facts suggest that you
absolutely have a Native American ancestor in your pedigree.
The results place Warren's ancestor about 7 to 10 generations ago. For years, Warren was mocked over her heritage claims, especially by President Donald Trump, who often referred to her as Pocahontas and even suggested she take a DNA test.
I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian.
Well, not forgetting this wager, Warren tweeted the president this morning saying in part, "Remember saying on July 5th, you'd give $1 million to charity of my choice if my DNA showed Native American ancestry? Please send the check to the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center." So, what was the president's reaction to this?
No, I have no. Who cares?
Mr. President, you said you paid $1 million to charity.
I didn't say that. No, I didn't. You better read it again.
Well, Warren first faced scrutiny for her perpetrated Native American heritage during the 2012 Senate race, but President Trump has revived and amplified the rhetoric as he eyes Warren as a possible presidential rival in 2020. We continue to monitor a developing situation out of San Jose where a man has died after crashing into a Caltrans truck. It happened on southbound Highway 101 just after 10:30 this morning near the Brokaw Road off-ramp. And Chopper 5 was over the scene moments ago. You can see just how bad the damage is to both those vehicles. Officials say the Caltrans truck was following a Caltrans sweeper vehicle when that white Dodge Ram smashed into the back of it, killing the driver. All southbound lanes have been closed while crews continue to investigate and clean up the debris. And you can see it's created quite a backup as well. There is no estimated time for when the highway will reopen. Traffic is being diverted at State Highway 87, and we'll continue to bring you updates as they come in. Some good news for some people in Calistoga. They have just had their power restored. This after the utility shut off electricity to the area and others to keep people safe and minimize the extreme fire danger. For the most part, the lights are still out in parts of Sonoma, Napa, and Lake counties. About 17,000 customers in the North Bay are without power. PG&E says this was a move to keep people out of harm's way.
This is for fire safety. This is to prevent wildfires and to mitigate wildfire risk for the safety of the community, for the safety of our customers, and during extreme weather conditions.
PG&E anticipates restoring power to about 70% of affected customers. At midnight tonight, crews are currently inspecting the power lines and equipment by helicopter, in vehicles, and on foot, making sure that all is safe for customers in the area before the power is turned back on. And they're back. Electric scooters return to the streets of San Francisco this morning. This time, though, they'll be tightly controlled by the SFMTA. Two companies got the go-ahead to deploy 625 scooters today, Scoot and Skip. They were chosen out of 12 companies that applied for permits. If all goes well for the first 6 months, they may be allowed to double that number. Climate change could cause a beer shortage. That's according to a new study in the Nature Plants Journal. It found global warming will lead to a substantial decrease in barley, one of beer's main ingredients. It's because barley is sensitive to extreme drought and heat. The study follows a recent United Nations report that warns the world only has about 10 years left to get climate change under control. Hey, you want to feel like a queen? Well, for the first and probably only time ever, people will have the opportunity to see, touch, and even try on some of Marie Antoinette's jewelry. The pieces are on display in New York City. The late French Queen's collection includes a ring that contains a lock of her hair, as well as necklace with 331 pearls. The display is just a preview of two separate auctions that will take place in the upcoming months. And, of course, we'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.